Hey love, welcome to the Selfish Bae podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Bae is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. The Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast is sponsored by my company, Goddess Detox. Goddess Detox is a holistic wellness company dedicated to providing women with self-love-inspired products to physically, spiritually, and emotionally detox. If you are a woman wanting to detox her ex, detox negative emotions, as well as to get more in tune with yourself and your vagina, check out our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, as well as our Queen's Steam and Queen's Throne Combo, which is the in-home vaginal steam set for your convenience. You can find out more information on our products at goddessdetox.org, as well as follow at Goddess Detox on Instagram. Tell them Olanike OC sent you. Hey, Selfish Babe, if you've ever wanted to start your own podcast, I recommend trying Anchor by Spotify. It's the platform I love for podcasting. I really love it because some days you just want to get out what you want to say easily, and the Anchor app allows you to record your podcast right from your phone. One of my favorite things I love about Anchor is that you can add background music to each episode and cut audio quickly to add in advertisements. Anchor will distribute your podcast to all the major platforms like Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Anchor is free. To get started, go to anchor.fm to start your podcast today. Maybe one day you'll be making millions from your podcast. Hey, Selfish Babe. It is your girl, Olanike Osibowale. Welcome back to another Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. And in today's episode, the episode title I'm choosing is I'm a First Class Bitch. Okay? I'm a First Class Bitch. I'm a First Class Bitch. I'm a First Class Bitch. For my Selfish Babes that do not like the B word, please feel free to substitute it with another word that you love. Think about it. So, I'm recording this episode because today I flew back from LA back to Atlanta after a speaking event, and I made sure that I was on a first class flight, and I usually make sure I'm on a first class flight. It was like maybe 2 years now since I've like told myself I need to fly first class. Like it's a like, what is it? It's like a necessary minimum for me. Okay. And, I was telling my girlfriend that when I got on the plane or when I saw like the seats, that I thought it was going to be one of those big Airbuses, the kind where if you fly international, it's like you have your own little cubby if you're in first class. Like it looks really nice. Like you have more privacy. Nobody's sitting next to you. And it's just nice. Your seats get to like go all the way back and you get to lay down as if it's a bed. Okay, first class perks. And y'all know I like flying Delta Airlines. So anyways, this is a post. I happened to post today on Instagram. I made it a reel. And I said, I absolutely love a first class flight. Like love, 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 love. I'm a first class bitch, LOL. But I especially love these bigger planes because they make me feel like I'm going international, even though it's domestic. I remember the day I took my first class flight from Tallahassee, Florida. You guys know I went to school at FSU and FAMU, which is in Tallahassee. I was so excited and happy. This was probably in 2016, 2017. My business, Goddess Detox, was doing well enough to where I could buy the ticket. I was so proud of myself. I'm still proud of myself. Taking the time and energy and effort and getting back up, even when it was hard, to continue to create a life I love. I am destined to be rich. I have wealth in all areas, but money rich, LOL, it's fucking important. Cheers to you, my selfish babes, to creating a life you love. You absolutely have to be selfish enough to put yourself first, to take risks, and to keep going. I will always say that it's about you. Ready to love who you are? Ready to change your life for the better? Take one of my many courses linked in my bio at selfishbabe, selfishbabe.com. I teach on self-love, spirituality, money, moving past a relationship, and pussy power. So that was the caption that I had posted. And I was like, okay, I want to like, you know, make this a podcast episode. I really want to make my life as easy as possible, you know, basically showing up on my podcast more and just kind of giving my perspective and sharing more about my journey. And so a lot of you guys know, but if you guys don't know, I've been an entrepreneur since I was 23. I am 30 years old now, and I just turned 30 recently. And since being an entrepreneur, I've really been able to create a life that has more freedom than maybe others, right? I have more freedom in my time where I'm able to spend time doing the things that I like. I have more freedom with my travel because I'm able to have the funds in order to travel. Just more freedom overall in my life. Like, I haven't had to work for somebody else for a while now, and I'm very grateful for that. And with that being said, it's like, in order to get this type of freedom, what is necessary, right? In this world, money is a thing. It just is, you know? And so we can't necessarily look down on money or feel like money is a problem or the root of evil or blah, blah, blah. Because I really believe if you look down on money in that way, you'll never have the money that you desire. A lot of people, and maybe a lot of you selfish babes, have dreams and desires and goals, and you want to help a lot of people possibly, and you want to do these great things. And a lot of times, what does that require? Funding. At some point it requires funding. It's not all going to be free, right? It requires funding, donations. And at the core base of it, what is it? Money, right? And so for me, money is really important. And it's something that I teach in my 3-day Securing the Bag Challenge. I teach about like my personal opinion about money, my beliefs about money, the spirituality of money, the energy of money, how to kind of go from a bitter bitch to a rich bitch mindset, so that you can get more money in your life on an energetic level. Because a lot of the times what's holding us back from receiving more money is our belief about it. The beliefs that were passed down, maybe from our parents or from where we grew up or other people around us in the community. You know, I didn't grow up with a rich money mindset. You know, I grew up where it was like we never really always had enough, or we needed more, you know. And I told myself since I was, I think, 16, 17, that I need to have more than enough money. Like, that's just became my thing, because I never want my children in the future to feel like we never had enough. And so it's been my journey. I've been on this journey of creating wealth for myself and creating wealth for the future lineages. And if it were to come down, like, I want to create wealth for my future, right? And my future children, etc. But when it comes down to it, I want to create wealth for me and my own personal happiness and my personal freedom, and to continue creating a life that I love. And as I was becoming a business owner and really growing in my business, I took a lot of like personal development stuff, a lot of things regarding money and mindset. And like, you know, that's when I really became into like affirmations and stuff. And so that's why I have Selfish Babe, because I want to teach you guys how to do the same, how to expand your mind. And what I've realized is that all of this comes from, at least in my opinion, from loving yourself, right? You have to love yourself enough to Mental and emotional wellness is important. I'm so grateful that more and more people are openly talking about going to therapy, Selfish Babe. If you have been thinking about getting therapy, I would highly recommend it. An easy way to find a licensed therapist would be through a company called BetterHelp, the sponsor of this episode. They've helped over 2.5 million people connect with a therapist and get the accessible therapy that they deserve. Prices are affordable, and they even have financial aid options. To check them out, go to betterhelp.com/selfishbabe or click the link in the show notes to get 10% off your first month. Love you. You want to do something different than maybe your family did. You have to love yourself enough to get up even when it's fucking hard. You have to love yourself enough to be disciplined in the things that you want for yourself and your dreams and your goals. And when I think back on my life, even though I like to say that sometimes I can be wishy-washy, on certain things I'm not. Like, when it comes to me, I'm not. And so I remember when I had started my business, Goddess Detox, in an apartment where I was sharing an apartment with 3 other women. Like, everybody had their own bedroom and bathroom, and it was like a 4-bedroom, 4-bathroom. And as soon as I got home from grad school, I would go on the internet and like work on my business. I learned how to build up my Shopify website, because that's what I use Shopify for my business. I, you know, was learning from different people on Instagram, and I found like good information that really helped grow my business, helped to market my business. And I'm so grateful for this information, right? But it's not only only that, it's not about just the logic and the executing things and the discipline. That's important too. But it's like, what kind of person are you as you are growing into this person, this bigger person, right? So back then, I would say I was a business owner. And I probably had a lot of like limiting beliefs that I still had to work through, like not feeling worthy enough or maybe not charging higher enough because I didn't believe that I could charge higher enough or believing that other people could pay me, you know, so I had to kind of work through those things. And now I know that I am destined to be rich. And like I said in my caption, I mean money rich. I am destined to be wealthy. That is what I proclaim and call onto my life and my lineage, you know, and for me, money is just so fucking important. It's just so fucking important. And I want more of my selfish babes to kind of look at money in a way that can benefit your life. And I want you to start thinking, like, what were you told when you were a child? What were your parents' experiences with money? Did you have enough? Did you not have enough? Did you just have enough? How do you feel about money now? I was just saying to somebody the other day, I don't really like to use the word expensive. I know different people use it for different things. I like to say, oh, that's just at a higher price point or a lower price point. And the only reason I don't is because I still associate expensive with not being able to afford it. And I don't like that feeling when it comes to things, right? I like to be saying, oh, that's just a higher price point. At some point, you know, I'll be able to get that, you know? And so I'm always affirming money and wealth into my life and prosperity and abundance because that is what I desire. I know that at the core of our reality is that money is important. And so for you, selfish babe, I think what I really want to end this podcast on is like, you know, what kind of life do you want, right? And what is needed for the life that you want? For me, I know that a life of freedom is extremely important to me. I know that I love to travel. I know that I love nice things. I like luxury and nature. You know, for me, like having the materialistic stuff is just as beautiful as going out at being barefoot in nature and watching the sunset. You know, for me, I like to live in like a duality. I never say this or that, it's this and that for me. Like that's the type of life that I'm creating for myself. And so selfish babe, as you're listening to this, what type of life are you creating for yourself, right? My idea of success and like my beautiful life may not be the same for you. You may want to have a farmhouse in the country, right? You may want to open up your own school. You may want to support your children through school. You know, you have different ideas of like what makes you happy. And I think the more that you sit with yourself and think about what makes you happy, and then you continue to move through that and expand yourself, learn from new people, tackle your limiting beliefs that you may have and that you may have grown up in, affirm yourself in a new way, your life can really continue to unfold in a magical way. And so I'm going to leave you with this. I love you so much. I want you to think about what it is that you desire for yourself. And if you are a selfish babe that is wanting to really go from, if you want to go to a higher vibrational thought pattern about money and wealth in your life, then I would highly recommend my 3-day securing the bag challenge. I actually think I'm going to launch a live challenge too in a Facebook group, but you can go to selfishbabe.com, click on courses to check it out. I love you guys so much. Remember to screenshot this episode, tag me at Olenike Osibowale, at Selfish Babe, set with an S, as well as at Selfish Talk Podcast so that I can repost and see that you guys are listening. Remember to subscribe and leave a review. We definitely need more reviews. You know, tell me, what do you think about the podcast? What has an episode helped you with? You know, I want to know, like 5-star reviews, okay? 5-star reviews. I think, oh, and if you're new here, make sure you have my app, Selfish Babe, downloaded to your phone. It's where we send daily affirmations and self-love reminders to you, to your phone throughout the day, just so you can stay in alignment to that, so you can stay in alignment to yourself. For me, self-love is selfish. I will always say that. And I will always say that it's about you, selfish babe. It's about you. All right. Have a beautiful evening or day. Bye.